Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
It's a great time, people of the past. I'm BitTorrenting TV shows from thousands of years ago. Just tell me this. Is Higgins Robin Masters? Or is he TC? In your future, all of man's wishes can be realized. But be careful what you wish for as they say, you might wish you were giant, and then everything goes badly when you thought it would be good. That's what they say, right? That's a saying. Tell me that's not a saying. I used to hear that all the time.
Morning.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I've came in looking for, it's a really rare book.
This is a rare bookstore.
Yeah, well, my wife.
It's a rare bookstore.
Thanks.
There's not many bookstores around here.
Yeah, well, I saw the sign outside, and my wife is a real fan of books. And,
okay, well, we've got that. Why don't you just take this one? How about that? She'll like this.
Whoa, hold on a second. I mean, she's a rare book collector. Is this a rare book?
This is a rare bookstore.
It's this bookstore, there's not many of them.
Not many in this neighborhood.
But do you stock rare books, is my question, because she's a rare book collector.
They're not even in order.
How do you find anything in this store when they're not in order?
I don't look.
Say,
what are you looking for anyway?
I'm looking for a book for my wife. She's a rare book collector, and she likes things on subjects that are, you know, a little bit off the beaten path.
Is your wife a looker?
Yeah, she is.
All right.
Are you, you interested in my wife? What's going on here?
I meant, does she look at books?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I flew off the handle there.
Hey, it's okay, buddy. We all do from time to time.
I know. You know, things have been stressful around the house. My wife's birthday coming up, and all she likes is rare books. It's hard to find a bookstore like this.
You're looking for a rare book?
Oh.
This guy.
Yeah, rare book. Sorry, I was talking a little loud in here. I know it's a bookstore. It's not a library, though, right?
I'm sorry, mister. This guy in a cloak hangs out in the back corner all the time. I told you, buddy, no more talking to the patrons.
I come here for one purpose, to find people who think they would find a rare book in here, when in fact, these books are fairly mundane. It's the bookstore itself that's rare.
Yeah, that's the theme.
Oh, I see. So is there something in here you think would be appropriate for my wife? She likes,
well, there's something in here.
Oh, my God.
Buddy, if you sell another book from inside your coat to one of my customers...
Perhaps you would like this book.
Why, let me have a look at that thing. I mean, it seems heavier than it ought to be.
No, the font is bigger than you think, so it's not a long read.
That's interesting. So a big font means heavy book. What?
Buddy, if you take that book from this guy and give it to your wife, you gotta buy at least one book from my store too, all right?
Well, can I get a Folders guide or something like that? Maybe Folders Italy?
Yeah,
can
sure, Folders up? Italy. Here you go. All right. Here you go. It's right over here.
All right, I'll take that as
I've got,
well.
In fact, most of these books here that are Folders guides to Italy.
That book is for you. The Photos book may be for your wife, but this book is the one you need.
Bye, I mean, I'm not a big reader, but...
Ah, this This guy, he sees in your soul and tells you what books you need. I'm right. So sorry, mister.
Can't you see from the title? Personal growth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Look at this thing. It's like... This cover seems like it's made of some kind of... Like a leather or a...
A skin?
Yeah.
This guy's books are bound in human skin. I'm so sorry.
What the heck?
Take it free of charge. I ask for nothing in return.
Nothing at all. I mean, how about, I want to give you a little bit for this book, maybe,
You can buy a Photos Italy guide, all right?
Yeah, I'll take a Photos Italy. Can I take 1941?
Yeah.
Photos Italy, 1941.
Okay, that'll be...
Enjoy your books, Jeffrey.
Hey, whoa. He just disappeared.
I think disappears in a cloud of smoke. I'm so sorry about that guy. Anyways, that'll be $230 for the Folders Guide.
Can you wrap that? Can you gift wrap that for my wife?
Yeah, sure, I do that. I'd always do that. Actually, it's my first love, gift wrapping. I got a lot of paper here. I got a nice paisley. It's silvery.
Nice.
Silvery, glittery paisley. And I got a golden bow might work.
A golden bow would be great. My wife's a big fan of golden bows.
Okay, great. She's going to love this.
Now, this guy knew my name.
Oh, yeah?
He called me Jeffrey.
Oh, I thought maybe he was just calling you Jeffrey and that wasn't your name.
No, that was my name.
He seems to get people's names right all the time. He got my name right.
He did.
Mixoplex.
Mr. Mixoplex.
Yep.
This is your store.
Yep.
Mixoplex's rare books.
Wow. Check out the genius across the counter from me.
It says it on the sign outside. So hold on a second. You don't know that guy in the black cloak who gave me this book, yet you see him all the time in here, and he gives books to patrons when they come in.
He sees into their souls, gives them a book they need, and then calls them by their name and disappears into a puff of smoke.
It's weird, man. Sorry about the recap. I just wanted to make sure I understood what was going on here.
It's okay. I get it. A lot of weird things happen in this store.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I'm just going to look at this book before I take it home, though. I don't want to bring home anything that might be weird, you know?
Yeah, I get it. I mean, one guy got porno.
I wouldn't actually mind that.
I hear you, buddy.
Yeah, seriously.
A bit of porno now and then.
I know, right? Is this a victimless crime? Am I wrong?
Absolutely, yeah. Except for the girls.
Yeah, the people who are exploited. That's horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, we shouldn't. Oh, okay. Forget that. I just want to look at this book here. It's so human skin, huh?
Yeah, I tried to get past the cover.
It's warm to the touch. It's like it's fresh.
Or could it still have capillaries in there?
Sheesh, look at it. It's like, whoa, it's blushing.
Wow, we were talking about it.
Yeah. Page one. How to become gigantic.
Okay.
That's weird. What kind of title is that for a book?
Well, self-help, you know.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, become a giant in industry.
Yeah.
A gigantic, gigantic, amazing dude.
So it's like self-esteem. It's like a self-esteem help book.
Oh, I'm not reading the book. You're reading the book.
Man, I wish that guy hadn't disappeared like that. I could use a little help here. Table of contents. Page one, how to become gigantic. Page two, how to become gigantic. It's the same thing on every single page.
Well, just read on.
Every page is identical. You know, they just have one paragraph and it says how to become gigantic. And it's some kind of like, well, it looks like it's some kind of incantation or something.
Buddy, if you read that in my store, I'll really, really appreciate it.
Oh, all right. I'm going to read this out here. You hear that? Some kind of ominous drone just came on.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, that happens. People read incantations and hear the drone comes on. I don't know if it's a coincidence or a cause and effect thing.
All right. Not quite sure, huh? All right, so here it is. Here's the incantation. It says, how to become gigantic. Yeah, it's kind of like backwards talking.
Oh.
Gigantic, be what you want. Do giganticness on the thing of the... Say these words and gigantic will be you. For if that is what you need, then top and bottom, upside down... Put your foot forward. I guess I should follow these instructions, right?
Buddy, I had never pegged you for a retard until you started reading like that.
I'm just reading what's on the page. It's on every single page.
Okay, all right, just keep going then.
Hold on, something's happening.
What?
I'm shaking.
Buddy, what are you doing?
Take this book back.
I don't want to touch that.
The book is shrinking. The book is getting smaller.
It's going inside your head.
It's getting smaller.
It's not getting smaller.
You're getting bigger. No!
My photo's going to Italy!
Oh, my back is against the ceiling!
Buddy, if you bust through the ceiling of my store...
Oh, no!
No!
Oh, everything is spilling.
claws are shredded except for my pants.
All right, what's going on over here?
Nothing, officer. Just one of my customers just grew to a gigantic size.
Hey, up there, what's the big deal?
I just came into this store looking for a book for my wife, and now I'm 19 feet tall.
Oh, stop it.
Stop it. I don't know how it started.
Well, quit doing that now, you hear me? Start quitting.
That check better go through, buddy.
I gotta get home to my wife!
Don't you dare leave here! I'm a policeman!
I got a bone!
Whoa! Whoa! You come back here, you large person!
Hey, sorry about that! Oh, sorry about your car! Oh, lamppost in the eye! Oh, I'm so hungry. My metabolism must be kicking in. I'm so big. God, I gotta get something to eat.
Hey, mister, will you stay away from my Arthur's Augustan?
My hot dogs are...
Happy, what happened to you? All of your hot dogs?
Well, the gigantic man eating them.
Oh, you say that excuse every time, but there's no gigantic man eating your hot dogs.
Look up there!
Sorry, guys, I'll write you a personal check.
Pasta, bazoo!
Get out of my way! Oh, God, look at that trail of destruction behind me.
Jeffrey?
Susan.
Honey, why, you're enormous.
It's a long story, honey. I went to the Red Bookstore to get you these.
Oh, look at the wrapping. It's wonderful. Silver paisley with a gold bow. Oh, Jeffrey, you know I love golden bows.
You know your birthday's coming, sweetheart. It's just a couple of things went wrong. A guy in a black coat gave me a bucket with a human skin. It's a long story.
Daddy, you're so big.
I am, darling. Here, come on. Let me give you a hug.
Oh!
I killed my daughter.
Jeffrey, that is the last of our children that you will kill while I am still around here.
I'm so sorry, honey.
I am so angry at you right now.
I'm so sorry.
I want you to turn your back and leave right now, and you can take this beautiful...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A full wrap present with you!
But honey, where will I go?
I don't care!
Say, fella, you may have left before, but the police are here now.
I've murdered a child.
I didn't mean it. It was an expression of love and compassion.
Oh, I see. Well, we got extra big handcuffs for you.
Oh, my God. Out of my way, coppers. Out of my way.
What do you want me to do with these extra big handcuffs?
Well, now that he's gone, I don't know. Maybe... why don't you and I wear them?
All right, Chief.
I gotta get out of town. I gotta get out of town. I gotta get to a place where I can think, some quiet, some solitude. Hey, I remember reading in the paper the other day that there was that crazy scientist who created that island full of giant things. I gotta get there. Airport, hey, cabbie.
Need a ride, buddy?
Yeah, I gotta get to the airport. Can you give me a ride?
Yeah, sure, I got a flatbed cab here. Why don't you just sit on the back?
Okay, I'll have to cross my legs and get in here. Okay, is there an overage fee?
You just crushed my car!
I'm sorry, buddy.
I'm inside of it still.
I didn't mean to.
Bleeding to death over here.
Look, there's the airport. Sorry, I'll write you a check. Oh, God.
Sir, you cannot come on the plane. You are far too big.
Listen, how about if you strap this plane to my back and it just flies and it tows me underneath?
Well, then how do we take off, smart guy?
Hire a scientist.
Excuse me, I'm a scientist.
Oh, you?
Yes, it's actually very possible.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm just going to retrofit some thrusters onto your aeroplane.
Oh, by all means.
Yes, and I think we should do the trick really, really quickly.
That sounds fantastic. Fly me.
Okay. K,
Can you hear me? I'm in the plane.
I can barely hear you. This wind is pretty loud, but yes, I can hear you.
You know, I'm actually a scientist, and I dabble in islands for gigantic things.
You're the guy I read about in the newspaper.
Well, yes, there was a small piece on me in the society page, mostly about a party I threw.
That's you, right? You with the thin mustache. Yeah, I recognize you.
Yes, that's it. Yes.
Well, listen, hey, is there a place for me? Is there anything you could do to help me? I've killed my daughter. My wife is giving me these photos guides back. I don't know what to do with them. I just want to be back to normal. I've got an insatiable appetite for hot dogs.
These are all very, very normal experiences for gigantic people and things. When we land, we'll go back to my laboratory, which is large.
Oh, good.
And we'll talk.
All right. Oh, this island is gorgeous, it's lush.
Why, thank you. Yes, I sculpted it myself.
Wow. Hey, look at this! There's a giant golden retriever coming over here! Hey, buddy! Oh, yeah! Hey!
Okay, all right, Baxter, just sit.
Good boy! Look at this guy! He's right my size!
Well, he's gigantic.
Oh, man! This is a great place! Hey, listen, I got a crazy idea. If I can't get back to normal, is there any way you could bring my wife here to live with me?
Baxter is a protective dog.
I can see that.
I can bring your wife to live with you, but I can't promise to ever make her gigantic. You see, I built an island for gigantic things. I didn't make anything gigantic myself.
Oh my god. So you didn't actually cause the giganticism?
No, I can only reverse it.
You can reverse it?
This is an island of therapy. I gradually make things small again, and you have to decide, Jeffrey. Do you want to be this big and play with a giant dog on a lush, amazing island for the rest of your life? Or do you want to be small again so you can be with your wife and maybe make a new child that you won't crush with your bare hands?
Well, you know, that's almost an existential question, Doctor. Being small, man, I never a lot of good things happened to me in my life. If it wasn't crushing a kid, I was backing over him. If it wasn't backing over them, holy crap, I was, like, forgetting them and not feeding them for days on end.
How many children did you have?
A couple dozen.
Wow.
You know, when I was small, life was crap. Since I've been big, I mean, oh, man, I got a dog that's a friend. I flew here on the bottom of a plane. Not a lot of guys can say they did that, right? Oh, man.
The choice is entirely yours, Jeffrey. You're welcome to live on my island of gigantic things.
With Baxter here?
Of course. And also many, many other gigantic things. There's a phone over there that you can use to call people.
Look at the size of that thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a rotary dial.
Yes, it is. I couldn't possibly turn it myself, but I'm sure you'll find it works with great ease.
There's one thing I have to ask you a question about, Doctor. There was a man who made me this way, or at least I think he did.
A man in a cloak.
Yeah, a guy in a cloak. Maybe he's got some insight. Maybe he could give me some guidance about what I should do next, because I'm at a crossroads here.
Maybe you should come to the cafeteria.
The cafeteria? Is it gigantic?
Oh, yes. Very. Come on in.
Wow.
Over there by the snack dispenser.
There he is. That's the man.
This machine never works.
I never said it worked, I just said it was gigantic.
Well, there are giant snacks in here that I'd like to eat.
Well, you're gonna have to use some giant dollar bills.
I got a couple of those.
Jeffrey.
Yeah, Jeffrey, remember me?
Of course, I gave you a book not more than 10 minutes ago.
That's right! Hell of a lot's happened. Say, listen, why'd you make me this way? Why'd you look into my soul and think I needed to be gigantic?
Because you needed to be bigger than you were. Your life needed to be bigger than it was. You were stuck in a small life with a small mind.
True.
Small town.
Small outlook.
And all your small problems are now gone. You've crushed most of them.
But my daughter was not a problem.
Wasn't she?
Okay. I think you've taught me a lesson is what you've done.
Yes, that was my point.
What you've told me is that being small is only as small as you think it is. If you want to be big, just act that way. Don't wish for actual bigness.
That sounds like quite a lesson. In fact, it sounds like a gigantic lesson.
Wow, full circle.
So, can you snap your fingers and make this go back? And what can you do, huh?
Nope, I can't.
But wait, you know, I thought that, you know, like, by finding you again, because I met you back in...
No, it's a neat trick that you found me again, but I'm just here to eat giant snacks.
I'm here to make you small again, but it's quite a gradual process.
How long's it gonna take? I mean, I gotta...
Well, it takes quite a while.
My wife's birthday's tomorrow.
35 years.
35 years.
Yeah, it involves me massaging, and eventually it brings you down back to size.
Jeffrey?
Yeah?
Do you have a giant dollar bill?
Oh, sure I do. Here you go.
Can you get a snack out of this machine for me, please?
Yeah, I guess so. Gonna be here for 35 years. I guess I should help you out. There you go.
My plan has come to fruition.
Improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Mr. Mixelplix, Giuseppe the hot dog vendor, the deputy, Susan, the cab driver, and Dr. Islandton. Lee Smart as Jeffrey. That's it, he was just Jeffrey. And Nug Nargang as the man in the black cloak, the police chief, Giuseppe's friend, Jeffrey's daughter, the airport guard, and Baxter the dog. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Edited by Illusionoid. You can now hear Illusionoid while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available for you, no syncing needed, and no memory storage wasted. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or BlackBerry. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Leave us a title at Illusionoid.com or on the wall of our Facebook group and give us a like while you're there. Also, follow us on Twitter at IllusionoidPod and leave us a review on iTunes as those ratings help our show climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Five years later.
Whew! Back to normal. Wow! I feel good.
I feel old.
Yes, I know. Your mustache hasn't changed, though.
No.
Still thin.
My one great accomplishment, the eternal mustache. Long after I die, the mustache will still live here, taking care of the island, massaging gigantic things.
Congratulations, Jeffrey, on becoming small again.
Thank you. Thank you, Mysterious Cloak Man. And thank you, Doctor. You know, I guess I can return to my life now.
Oh, what life is that?
Well, the life with my wife and...
She passed away years ago.
Come again?
Well, you've been gone for 30 years. Do you not think that she may have moved on?
Ah.
And she did move on, right into traffic.
So she didn't die of natural causes?
No, it was naturally a car hit her because she wandered into traffic.
Jesus.
How long after he left did that happen?
About 6 minutes.
Good God. And you thought not to tell me.
Well, you were so focused on becoming small.
And you learned that gigantic lesson.
And you got me a snack from that machine.
But that lesson, I could not put it into action. I couldn't work. I couldn't actually use that lesson in my life because...
Well, then you've truly learned your lesson.
That was the lesson? That's a crap lesson. Sheesh. Oh, man.
I feel like we've made a lot of progress today.
Make me big again.
I don't know how to do that.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.